This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Lynx won a matinee game at the Target Center yesterday, beating Phoenix 79-66. It was a day camp contest, meaning thousands of screaming kids were in the stands. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says it's one of her favorite days of the season.
We're changing lives. This is that game today. We're changing lives in all different ways. But their energy, you know, Wade told me, we have some of the smartest young fans. They know the game. You know, she's partial to youth in Minnesota. She was especially impressed with them knowing the words to every song that was played.
Kayla McBride scored 18 points to lead the way. Minnesota now has a league-best record of 20-4. Phoenix dipped to 15-6. That's the second-best mark this season. The All-Star break is now upon us. Three Lynx players and Reeve will take part this weekend in Indianapolis. The Timberwolves rallied for an impressive NBA Las Vegas Summer League win over Phoenix yesterday, 89-85. Playing without leading Summer League scorer T.J. Shannon, the Wolves were led by Rob Dillingham's 23 points. He says he's learning every day how to play NBA basketball.
At the beginning of the game, you got to get adjusted to the field, how they're playing you, how they're playing the screens. Because you seem like they're playing high wall jump or they just switch it. So, like, you just got to learn how they play at the beginning and adjust throughout the game. So, like, sometimes people get, like, frustrated going through it and not understanding what they're doing, and you get frustrated. But I took a step back and, like, looked at it, played the game.
The Wolves will play at least one more Summer League contest this weekend and could be in line to make the Final Four team tournament. That depends on outcomes of other prelim games today and tonight. The Minnesota United lost at home last night to LAFC 1-0. A slow start doomed them, according to head coach Eric Ramsey.
Certainly in the first half that was the case. We were really disappointed with how we were in general, I think, lacking real precision. I think we strayed from structure very quickly and found ourselves very frustrated with just the nature and the flow of that first half.
The Loons head to Portland for a Saturday night game. This is MNN Sports.